Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. I'm Russ McCann. Guess what next week is? That's right. Next week is 2011. And the question is, are you going to make 2011 the healthiest year ever? You know, it's time to make those New Year's resolutions. And what is your New Year's resolution going to be? Are you going to exercise more? Are you going to lose weight? Are you going to give up cigarettes or stop drinking soda? How about setting this as your goal for the new year, to make health your number one priority? During today's show, we're going to discuss how to take control over your health by teaching you the habits of health necessary to live a healthier, longer life. You know, it's never a great day to start a diet, but today is a great day to create the habits of health in your life. I'm Russ McCann, co-host of the Habits of Health Talk radio show. Dr. A is out vacationing. We know he's having a great time with family, but you're here with me talking about how to create optimal health in your life. I wanted to start today's program really talking about where we stand as a country. As you know, 67% of the country, 67% of Americans are overweight or obese. That's 7 out of 10 people. I would definitely call that an epidemic, because more and more of us are going through the drive-thru and just packing on the pounds. In addition to having the obesity epidemic in our country, we're probably in the worst financial crisis we'll probably see in our lifetime. You know, unemployment is an all-time high, somewhere around 9.5%. Real unemployment, I think, is closer to 12. People are losing their homes to foreclosures at such an alarming rate. And you might think that we're starting the show in the doom and gloom mode that we were talking about earlier. I just wanted to make sure we had a good realistic picture. As you know, when you put on your pants and adjust that belt, exactly where you stand. But we're going to take control today. We're going to create a life of optimal health, and we're going to get into the details of what it's going to take for you and the rest of us in this country to move our life forward, making the decision today to make 2011 the healthiest year ever. You know, we use this phrase a lot here on the Habits of Health Talk radio show about optimal health. And I wanted to just kind of let us all spend a little time this morning talking about what is optimal health. Well, we kind of look at optimal health around here at Habits of Health as the healthy body, the healthy mind, and healthy finances. Because all three of these things really have to be in congruent. J.C. Dornick, who was our guest last week, talked about being congruent in our life. And we really need a balance of a good physical body, making sure that all the things that we do in our daily life are moving us towards a healthier physical life. And then as we get healthy, we are relieved of the stress and relieved of the pressures. We are more focused. We are more targeted. We are on purpose. And we create a healthy mind. And in doing that, we also tend to put really the whole perspective of finances in order. You know, this country over the last 5 years, for sure, 5 to 10 years, has really been focused on spend, spend, spend. We would buy a new home. We would have some equity. We would take that equity and borrow against it, charge it on our credit cards, only to refinance because we had gotten ourselves into trouble. And many of us did this not only once, but maybe even twice, and our whole financial portfolio is in ruin. And while optimal health is really, really focusing on body, mind, and finances, we're going to spend today's show talking specifically about the healthy body aspect of where we're going in our life. So what I want to spend some time on is really giving you an opportunity to look back and determine, what does your life look like? You know, for me, I was getting up in the morning, I was getting dressed, heading off for work, driving an hour into the office, spending 9 hours, and then after that, driving home, only to come home, fix dinner, spend a little time with the family, watch a little TV, and this process started all over again the next day. And so as we take a look at our life, what does your life look like today, and what do we want our life to look like in the future? Of course, this is a great time to evaluate where we stand the new year, but it really starts with, if you could choose to live a life of optimal health, would you make that choice? And I think the answer to that question would be yes. But are you ready to take the first steps in creating a healthier, longer life? You know, many of us this time of the year really struggle with weight, really struggle with health, and we get through the holidays and we start the new year with all sorts of resolutions and things that we're going to change in our life. And whatever reason you're listening to this program today, you know, you may have tried every diet in the world. And, of course, we know that 85% of people that go on diets gain their weight back and then some after within a two-year period of time. So we know that traditional diets don't work. Are you physically and mentally exhausted at the end of a day? I know for me, it was a struggle just to start the next day. You know, you wake up in the morning, you haven't slept very well, you don't have a lot of energy, but you get up and you pull yourself together and you go off to work. You get through the day only to be exhausted at the end of the day. You know, you may be struggling with high blood pressure. You may be struggling with diabetes, high cholesterol. You may have gone to the doctor and the doctor puts you on medications to help control these symptoms. You may be actually having trouble just physically getting out of the chair and getting around and having to buy larger and larger sizes. I remember when I started a couple of years ago, one of the things that I found was I went to try on a new pair of pants and you know what? They didn't fit. And I asked the gal who was helping me to take a look at styles because I know they run a little different. She brought me out another style and they didn't fit. And I was forced to buy a larger size. And that was really the catalyst for change. You know, you may be on, you know, as we go to the doctor and we come to them with the ailments that Dr. Dornick and Dr. Anderson have all been talking about, and we go to the doctor and the typical answer that a physician gives is, you know, we need to lose weight, we need to be more active, we need to start exercising, and here's medication. And if you're on a bunch of medications, you know, we all listen to the side effects, you know, on the TV commercials about, you know, taking this medication to relieve this symptom. And then they go through all the side effects. And I think sometimes the side effects are more harmful than the original ailment that we're trying to solve through medications. And you may, you know, look at yourself in the mirror or step on the scale and realize, man, this scale must be broken. This isn't my life. And if this is you and you're looking to make a change in your life, I want you to look at the habits of health and the habits of health system in this way. The first thing that we're going to do is we're going to help you reach a healthy weight by putting you on a program that will help you lose weight quickly, safely, and effectively. Beyond getting to a healthy weight, we're going to work on long-term weight control by creating and teaching you the habits of health. How to eat 6 times a day, how to eat more low glycemic foods, how to reduce animal fats in our diet, how to reduce sugars, but still live a very, very satisfying life. And at the end of that, we want to become more physically active. And as we become more physically active, our muscle tone is replaced and we're living a life of optimal health. The result of getting on a program, getting to a healthy weight, developing long-term habits and becoming physically fit, the result of all of this, this path of optimal health, is that we're going to live a longer and healthier life. So you may be asking yourself these 3 questions. Will this work? Can I do it? And will you help me? And the answer to 2 of those questions is pretty obvious. The program works. It's been researched by John Hopkins, Dr. Anderson and the Habits of Health, along with the folks at Medifast, have helped create a program to help us safely and effectively lose weight. We know that there's plenty of support. All of us here at the Habits of Health and the Habits of Health coaching system are here to help you through this process. But the question of, can I do it, is more one that you're going to have to answer for yourself. And I can tell you that right now you don't really need to believe that you can create health in your life. You just need to simply make the decision and take the first step. a great way to evaluate where we are today is to look at the body mass index chart. If you go to the habitsofhealthtalk.com website, click on the link that says BMI, and on there, there's a chart that identifies your weight based on your height to determine, are you at risk of taking on and developing disease that will lead to early death? And obviously what we want to do is to create a healthy life where your body mass index is below 24. That doesn't mean that today you're going to go from being overweight or obese to extremely healthy. Any single meal isn't going to make you healthy, nor is any single meal going to make you a diabetic, overweight, or have an early heart attack. But it's the daily choices that we make. Beyond that, I want you to also take Dr. A's health quiz. On the website, click on the Take the Quiz and spend a little time to evaluate where you are. And as you do that, you will just identify how healthy you are. There's a score at the end of that. I'd love you to email me your score, and we'd be more than happy to help you get on this journey of optimal health. We're going to spend a little bit of time talking about how the program works. It's a three-phase approach of where we are today. We're consuming more calories today than we get rid of in our day-to-day activity. What happens when we consume more calories than we get rid of? Right. We gain weight. We accumulate fat. We become unhealthy over time. And so what we're going to do in the next segment is spend some time talking about the specific steps, what we're going to do today to reduce your calories down below your current energy level and put you in a fat loss phase and move your life forward. You're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk, and we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to explore the details of how to create the habits of health in your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and we've been talking about creating optimal health in your life. But before we continue, I'd like to invite you to visit our website and take Dr. A's health quiz at habitsofhealthtalk.com. You can also send us a quick email at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com. And after the show, please pick up the phone and give us a call. We'd be more than happy to answer any questions for you at 401-388-0778. Before the break, we were talking about creating this life of optimal health, and that we consume today more calories than we get rid of in our day-to-day activity. And this gap between calories in and calories out is where we accumulate fat over time. Even just 100 calories, extra 100 calories, if we take half of that and convert it to fat over time, we will gain about 5 pounds a year. After a 10-year period of time, you will have gained 50 pounds. So you can see that it doesn't take too many calories over our current energy level in order to gain weight over time. What we're going to do on the Habits of Health program today is talk a little bit about how you can reduce those calories down below your current energy level safely and effectively and begin to burn fat that helps you hang on to lean muscle mass. And here's the way the program pencils out. We're going to put you on a program where you learn the habits of eating 6 times a day. And I want to talk a little bit about why that is so important. You know, do you currently eat lots of refined processed foods or soft drinks? Probably you do. Most of us do as we go through our day-to-day life. Are you having a hard time concentrating and staying focused? Do you skip meals and end up eating only 1 or 2 meals a day? Do you struggle with cravings, low blood sugars? Are you irritable if you miss a meal? Are you struggling with those mid-morning and afternoon slumps? And are you having difficulty staying asleep? If you answer really more than a couple of these as yes, more than likely, you have a high level of insulin that is keeping you in fat storage mode and creating weight gain. By eating 6 times a day, making sure that you reduce your calories, but eating 6 small meals a day that are low in fat, low in calorie, high in nutrient value, will help you regulate the insulin pump, help you turn from fat gaining mode to fat losing mode, and start creating this life of optimal health that we've been talking about. One of the things that we utilize a lot in helping someone move initially into the fat burning state is the program called 5-in-1, where you're utilizing 5 portion control meal replacements and eating 1 healthy meal called a lean and green, which is lean protein and salad or lean protein and vegetable. And because you're eating 6 times a day, you won't feel hungry, you'll begin losing weight, you're going to reduce your blood insulin, certainly a major factor in fat storage. We're going to get rid of the bad cholesterol, hang on to the good cholesterol, and we're going to put your life and your metabolism working the way it was originally designed. And we talk a lot about this body 10,000 years ago where we're hunting and gathering and we're consuming all of these calories, but we are burning those same calories just in the process of hunting for food. While in our active lifestyle today, we don't have to go very far. We can actually pick up the phone and have pizza delivered. We can run through the drive-through and grab, 2,500 calories of food or energy but it took us 20 calories to do that. So this calories in and calories out are out of balance. In addition to that, many of the calories that we consume today have no nutrient value. Certainly a soda, for example, has no nutrient value. Made with high fructose corn syrup, our bodies don't utilize that for energy. In fact, it gets immediately converted to fat. And it takes us about 3,500 calories to lose a single pound, whether it's in the reduction of calories that we consume or in terms of energy level that we expend. So during this weight loss phase, we're going to eat six times a day. We're going to eat about 800 to 1,000 calories. We're going to eat all of the right kinds of calories, balanced proteins and carbs, the right amount of sugars that we need for energy, the right amount of oils that we need to keep our body functioning correctly, all of the vitamins and nutrients so that we hang on to muscle mass but burn fat. Once we reach a healthy body mass index of 24, then we're going to work on incorporating more whole foods, more whole grains, reducing or eliminating animal fats in our diet, eating more fruits and vegetables, and reducing portions, but making sure that the portions that we eat have large amounts of nutrient value, low glycemic. And as we increase our calories, we're also going to work with you to increase your physical activity. And I'm not talking about going and spending 2 or 3 hours in the gym. I'm talking about, rather than taking the elevator up a couple of flights, now that we've lost our weight and we're physically healthy, we can actually walk those 2 or 3 flights of stairs. You know, and going to the airport, rather than taking the people mover that actually uses no energy to walk down, actually stepping off and walking to your gate. It could be, instead of fighting somebody for that spot in the parking lot, you know, the one closest to the door, go park at the one farthest from the door and walk in, do your shopping, go back out and drop off your groceries in the car. And then rather than leaving the cart there, take the cart and walk it back up to the front door and expend more energy so that you can consume calories, balance calories in and calories out, and live this amazing, what we call, Be Slim lifestyle. And as you lose weight and as you start feeling healthy and as you become more active, you build muscle mass and create this longer, healthier life. This Be Slim philosophy is a philosophy that's been developed by people who lost weight, a significant amount of weight, and over time were able to keep their weight off. Remember, I said at the beginning of the program, 85% of people that go on diets lose the weight initially but gain it back over a 2-year period of time. Well, this Be Slim philosophy helps us maintain our weight for the long term. And here's kind of the strategy. B stands for breakfast, a very, very important meal of the day. It gets our body metabolism going. We need to make sure that we have lots of nutrient value in our breakfast. But breakfast is a key modulator in getting our body functioning correctly. E is for exercise. Certainly, exercising daily, creating more activity in our life is vital to balancing calories in and calories out. The S in the Be Slim is for support. It's real important that people who have lost weight and kept the weight off have surrounded themselves with like-minded people. They've become more healthy, so they surround themselves with more healthy people. The people that help them, like a coach or a family member help them, or a physician help them go through a program to lose weight and get healthy, they surrounded themselves with like-minded people, and this support mechanism helps people stay healthy. L is for low-fat, low-calorie meals, 6 of them a day. It keeps your body metabolism going, your blood sugar levels regulated, and it really helps your insulin pump function correctly. The I is developing an individual plan, not only what we're going to eat each day, but what we're going to do in terms of expending it in terms of activity. If we know we're going to have a very physically demanding day, we might consume more calories. If we know that we're going to not be all that active, then we adjust our calories in order to keep calories in and calories out in balance. And the last initial in Be Slim is M for monitor. And that's where we monitor our progress to make sure that we're not slipping into the habit of disease and gaining more weight over time. A great way to monitor is it could be a belt, you know, when you have to adjust to the next belt loop, or when that pair of pants just doesn't fit right and it's a little snug, or that blouse, or you step on the scale and you monitor and realize that you've gained a couple of pounds. This is the time to get back into making sure that you're eating 6 times a day, monitoring your calories so that you reduce it below your current activity level, and long-term live a healthier, longer life. You know, as I mentioned, that it takes about 3,500 calories to burn a single pound. And so, you know, when we take a look at that in terms of activity or energy, you know, it would take you running about 30 miles to eliminate 3,500 calories in your diet. And so you're going to have to run about 33 miles to lose a single pound. Well, if the average American has 30 pounds to lose, it would take about 30 or 40 marathons for you to be able to lose that extra 30 pounds. And most of us aren't going to do that. While running and running marathons is a great accomplishment, the average American is probably not going to do that. So we really have to stay focused on what we eat, what we consume, and just physically being more active in our life. I read an article this week that was in the AARP magazine, Stay Healthy, and it talked about diabetes and how to prevent diabetes. And often we think, you know, do we need a special diet as a diabetic? And the answer is not particularly. Long ago, diabetics were urged to forego sweets, dramatically limit their intake of carbohydrates. But a slew of new research is suggesting that diabetics are better served by following the same healthy guidelines as everyone else, with plenty of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean meats, dairy products, and sparing amounts of heart-healthy fats. But it's probably not so much the types of foods that we're eating, but if we can control our weight, many of the symptoms from being a type 2 diabetic will be eliminated by just creating health in your life. You know, this particular process of creating optimal health in your life is very, very simple. It really requires you to take the first step, the first journey in creating this life of optimal health. I would encourage you to give us a call at Habits of Health or get on the website and send us your contact information. We'd be more than happy to help you create a plan to create optimal health in your life. I'm Russ McCann, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Rhoda Wise, a certified health coach who lost 35 pounds and is now teaching others the habits of health. You won't want to miss her amazing, life-changing story. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets, where true wellness begins.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today. We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on the Habits of Health Talk with Russ McCann. Did you know that 85% of people who lose weight gain their weight back? Not my next guest. I have with us today Rhoda Wise, certified health coach, and we're going to discuss Rhoda's amazing transformation. Rhoda, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Russ. It's a thrill.
Well, I want to start for people that are listening to the show. You know, we've been talking a little bit about this journey of optimal health and how people can really start down this path, starting with just a simple decision to create health in their life. If you would share for everybody that's listening today a little bit about how you got started and a little bit about your weight loss journey and what really gave you the motivation to move your life forward.
Absolutely. Well, Russ, for me, it really did start at a very pivotal time in my life. In 2006, in the fall of 2006, I was involved in a horrible car accident. And that left me pretty physically injured, so much so that I had trouble and some tremendous challenges taking care of myself and taking care of my youngest son, who happens to have profound special needs, physical special needs with cerebral palsy. And, you know, there's a story that I learned, or a fact that I learned a long time ago, that if you put a frog in boiling water, it'll try desperately to escape. But if you put a frog in room temperature water and just only raise the temperature ever so slightly a few degrees each time, it will live with the growing discomfort and basically eventually boil to death. Well, that's kind of what happened to me. I didn't really feel all the things that were happening to me right after that car accident, but my health just began to spiral because I went into a deep depression, not being able to do the things I loved and be able to take care of my son, and it just led from one thing to the next. And really there were only two catalysts that kind of prompted that change in me that you've been talking about. And one of them was about a year and a half later, this decline took place over a period of a year and a half. And I was at a physical examination, an annual physical with my doctor, and he basically said that he would give me 3 more months to change the numbers that he saw that were pretty alarming to him. I had gained a tremendous amount of weight, about 40 pounds total. My blood pressure and cholesterol and triglycerides were also rising in numbers. And he said if I didn't control them in the next 3 months, he was going to put me on medication. So that was catalyst number one, because to me, only old and sick people got on meds, and I certainly was neither of the two in my frame of mind. And the second thing was, a couple weeks later, I had visited with a very dear friend of mine, and she sent me photographs that we had taken together during our visit. And I didn't recognize the woman sitting next to her on the couch. I didn't like what I saw, and with the realization that I really needed to do something to change became really evident at that point.
So that person sitting on the couch was you then?
Absolutely. That person, that woman sitting on the couch next to her that I did not recognize, that was incredibly unattractive, yet smiling, was me, and I didn't recognize her. I didn't see myself in that person anymore, and it was really alarming to me. But even that wasn't enough to change for me. What really the catalyst was having a conversation those two things were the catalyst, but that's not what made me take the first step. A few days later, I found myself in a car line at school picking up my other child, talking to another mom, and I was kind of going through telling her about this experience that I had looking at this photograph, and she said, you know, what you really need is someone to help you because you're drowning and you're sinking in quicksand and you can't pull yourself out of the quicksand. So if you'll trust me, I have something that I think will really help you. And it's basically just learning how to take very small baby steps to make changes to your life that will serve you and make you not only look better but feel better, and you will grow from that, and you'll use those as a stepping stone to do bigger and better things. And that's really all you need to worry about right now. And I trusted her. I didn't know anything else, and at the time I said, you know what, this has to be really, really simple for me, because that's about all I can do is just hang on for dear life to something that's going to save me, because I don't have the wherewithal to do anything else. And so if this is something simple, I'm all for it. And we started from there.
So you started on the program. How did your weight come off? Did it happen rapidly? Did it happen over a long period of time? Kind of give us a time frame in terms of how long it took you to lose 36 pounds.
Sure. Within a week, I started feeling so much better. And I immediately had the energy that I was lacking to sort of take care of my son and to find the motivation to want to do more to take care of myself. And that was the primary catalyst for me, was that energy. And once I found that, I just kept doing the same thing over and over again and listening to the advice that I was given and the information that I was learning from Habits of Health. And within a very short period of time, Russ, we're talking 6 weeks, I had lost 30 pounds. And at that point,
So that's amazing. And I think what I hear you saying, though, is it's not so much that you lost a lot of weight rapidly, although that was a great benefit. It was that you were feeling better and that you had more energy to do the things that were important in your life.
Exactly. And not only that, but to actually discover what was more important. Because when I was in that funk, I didn't know what I was missing. I didn't have the energy. I just didn't care. But the minute that I started feeling better and having that energy and realizing that, you know, wow, today is a good day. It's a great day. What have I got going on today? I mean, I didn't have that kind of enthusiasm and energy before. And I know that sounds somewhat superficial, but there's a lot to be said for you know, you are what you eat. And when I started to feel better, it just changed my entire outlook. And when I really had the energy that was necessary to start taking better care of myself, then what wouldn't I learn and what wouldn't I want to learn in order to continue how I felt? I wasn't about to go back where I came from. I wanted to keep going. And that was the beauty of this program and this approach. It really just gave me everything that I needed to continue to look forward. You know, Russ, it's kind of like driving a car. You don't ever want to spend the majority of your time looking in the rearview mirror or what's behind you or beside you, right? Because you're going to crash if you don't keep looking forward. And this program really makes you look forward. You have so much to look forward to. And I think one of the greatest things that I found for me, Russ, and for everyone that I have come to know and truly care about in this environment, is that we all understand that our tomorrows can and will be much better than our today and much better than our yesterday. And so for the first time in my life, I really felt like it wasn't this doom and gloom scenario ahead that I'm just going to grow up, grow older, and eventually die of cancer or heart disease like everyone else I know and most people in my family. I actually have a platform now where I feel like I'm getting better. I am better than I was almost 3 years ago when I actually did this program and started this philosophy of and this way of life. And here I am almost 3 years later, and I'm in the best shape of my life, Russ. And I know that I'm going to be in a better place next year than I am this year, and that's exciting to me.
Well, what's neat about what you've done, Rhoda, is that you've actually taken some very small, simple steps that really was one foot in front of the other that took you down this journey. And I know one of the things that's always inspired me about your story is that, you know, it's one thing to, you know, demolish our life and rebuild it and you know, kind of tear ourselves down as we go through the process. But one of the things that I've heard you say in the past is that it's an amazing opportunity to really create a life that you could have only imagined. Maybe share with everybody a little bit about, you know, how you created this life that you now know.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I have to say that it includes, my initial story includes a loss of hope. When my youngest son was first born with special needs, you know, that was a tremendous adjustment for me. And I thought I'd have to give up the dream of being able to do or be whatever it was I had envisioned for myself in my life, because I was now forever going to have to be a physical caretaker for the rest of my life. So I felt like my dreams and, you know, anything that I might have wanted to do for me was gone, because now it had to all be about my son. So that was the death of one hope there. And then after that accident, even my ability to cope and take care of him was taken away from me. So I really felt like I had lost everything. And that's what led to that depression. What this approach and this mindset has given me is the understanding that I am completely and totally empowered to actually personify something that is very near and dear to my heart. My favorite quote is a quote by Gandhi that says, "Be the change you want to see in the world, you wish to see in the world." And, you know, for the first time in my life, you know, I want to be around, who doesn't want to be around happy, healthy, positive-minded people? And all of a sudden, I feel like I am that. And I never was that before. There was always that part of me that felt lost and that I had to give up. And I haven't had to do that anymore. I've been able to empower myself to not only look better and feel better, but again, like I said, to know that my tomorrow is better than my today. And by becoming a health coach, I hold myself accountable, and I have to maintain that role model for what it is I'm trying to help others do. So I help hold myself accountable. So I'm constantly being that which I'm trying to help others become as well. And in addition to that, I'm able to create a source of income and a living for myself that is entirely directed and designed by me. And it fits around my schedule. I get to do what matters most to me, which is take care of my son and be home for my other son. I'm a stay-at-home mom first and foremost. And yet I still am able to contribute to my family. I am able to help build towards my husband and my dreams for our own future. And these are things I never thought I'd be able to do after my son was born. I really literally thought that I was never going to be able to create an income, let alone enjoy and completely find purpose and passion in something that I'm doing, and I'm able to do that now.
Rhonda, it's amazing. I want to say thank you so much for being on the show today and sharing your story. You know, your inspiration will be felt by others. I'd encourage you to go to our website and take a look at Rhonda's before and after pictures and hear more about her amazing story. You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
There has been a great awareness brought forth about the power of the mind and thoughts. But what's been left out is the spiritual aspect of manifesting. Awaken to your spiritual power with Oriella will bring you to the awareness and understanding of your spiritual aspect and how to integrate it into your manifesting and everyday life. Oriella will assist you in fully awakening to your spiritual self, your oneness, and show you how to integrate together your spiritual and physical life. For when the spiritual joins with the physical, mental, and emotional, the magic of creating happens and you become a more powerful you. Are you ready to live a more inspired and empowered life and be your more powerful you? Oriella will answer your questions, fire up your soul, and catapult you to your greater awareness. Tune in to Awaken to Your Spiritual Power with Oriella Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit AwakenToYourSpiritualPower.com to awaken to your spiritual power.
We're back, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network. Tune in each and every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 12 noon Pacific, and we will help you create the life of optimal health. You can reach us on our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com. Send us an email at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com. And after the show, feel free to give us a call at area code 401-388-0778. Thank you so much, Rhoda, for being on the show. We're totally inspired by your personal journey to create health in your life. And, you know, it starts often by a critical situation, whether it be an accident or a picture that you see, or, you know, as we talked about at the early part of the show, you may have gone to the doctor and the doctor was indicating that you were going to be on more and more medications as you got older. And whatever the catalyst for change in your life is, make the decision today to create health and fully understand that you can live the habits of health and live an amazing life. That doesn't mean that you're going to be grinding your own flour and making all of these meals throughout the course of the day. You know, eating six times a day can be easier than you think. And so through this process of learning the habits of health, you'll be able to create a life that you can only imagine. I know you hear it in Rhoda's voice, the passion that she has for not only her life, but what she's able to do for her family. She's got a couple of great kids and her husband that works so hard at what he does. And to be able to participate in such a dramatic way, feeling helpless at one point, but now taking full control and moving her life forward in a positive way. You know, the first step that I would encourage you to do today is get on the website, click on the link that says Order Dr. A's Habits of Health. This is a great book to help guide you through and navigate you through this process, the journey that we've been talking about. It will first address the underlying principles in terms of why we are the way we are, why we're motivated by certain things, how conflicts and change resolution helps us. How to really focus on the things that are important in our life and how to go through and create a meal plan that helps us lose weight initially, learn how to eat low glycemic and reduce portions but still eat six times a day for the rest of our life, and put our life in motion through physical activity. This book is a step-by-step, page one, page two process that will help change your mindset, your orientation. You know, often people that lose weight look at themselves in their mirror and they still see the heavy person that they once were. And the Habits of Health, Dr. A just did a fabulous job of helping us understand that this life is something that we get to create. It's not something that gets forced on us. And so it really starts today. Grab the book. There's a workbook, a study guide. There's some DVDs that will help coach you through this process. But more importantly, I would invite you to get connected with a health coach. You may have been invited to listen to this show by a health coach, and that's terrific. And hopefully it's been inspiring as you begin to create the life that you want. If you're listening to the show and you don't have a health coach and would like to get connected with one, I would encourage you to give us a call or shoot us an email, and we'll put you in touch with a caring, certified health coach that will begin to move your life forward. And it always starts around, what do I want my life to look like? And if you could create optimal health in your life, what would it look like for you? Would you be more active? Would you play more tennis? Would you begin to run some more and do the things that you did as a teenager? Would you jump out of an airplane? I can't imagine why anyone would want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane, but, you know, go for it. If that's your passion in life, if it's always something that you wanted to do, create a life of health and do the things that are important to you. Would you spend more time with your kids? Would you earn a little extra money to be able to put away for retirement? Whatever your situation is, whatever you want your life to look like, Dr. A's book and The Habits of Health will help map out a strategy to help you create this life that you want. And it really starts by creating a plan. And today, it's a great week to really think about the new year. And I'd like you to write out a couple of things. I'd like you to write out what you would like to accomplish in the next 3 months. Not only from a physical standpoint and getting healthy, but what would you like to accomplish in your personal life? And then extend that out to 6 months and then a year. And take the time to do this. You know, go off, grab a cup of coffee, you know, sit in front of the fireplace, turn on some soft music, and write out, take the time to write out your goal and your plan for this year, because you get a chance to be the master of your life. You know, often we go through the motions and we go to work, we come home, we do the things with the family that we're obligated to do. On the weekends, we have chores, we have yard work, we have laundry. Sunday, we might relax and watch a football game or do something with the family. And then we turn right around and go through this pattern again. And I can tell you that as a health coach, the opportunity that I have every day in sharing this amazing life and sharing the journey of optimal health has been truly, truly inspiring. And, you know, 3 years ago when I was in the boardroom working for a Fortune 500 company and seeing the shareholders and working with clients and customers and trying to determine which employees we were going to keep and which ones we were going to lay off and all of the decisions that you have to make in running a corporation, it was not a life that was inspiring. It was not a life that had meaning and purpose. It was a life that was only doing one thing, and that is providing me with financial means to pay my bills. And quite honestly, are you paid what you're worth? Most of us don't think we are. As a health coach, I have an opportunity to help others, and I'm really, really excited to help you. But more importantly, that I've created a life that has meaning and purpose. I am accountable to create this life for you. And if you're ready to take a decision in your life and turn it into truly an inspiring life, I would encourage you to get on the phone with us today, and we'll spend a lot of time talking about how we can create this life for you. You know, by the year 2022, over 80% of the country is going to be overweight or obese unless we do something about it now. There's a great opportunity for you not only to create health in your life, but begin sharing it with others. And this life of optimal health really starts by helping you reach a healthy weight. And it's as simple as, can you eat every 3 hours? And then focusing in on some of the other habits of health that Dr. A has laid out. Can you sleep 6 to 8 hours a night? Schedule the time in your day to make sure that you get enough sleep. It's vital for your body to regenerize or, you know, recoup during the course of the night all the things that it needs to do. It flushes out the bad toxins. It gets your mental clarity. It gives your body rest, and you get to regenerate. Increase your physical activity. Lower or eliminate the need for medications by getting healthy. Establish a support system. Your family, your friends, your health coach, Dr. A, and all of us here at Habits of Health Talk Radio are here to help you. But more importantly, it's important that you change and break the patterns. Experience something new in your life today. If you do the same thing that you've been doing day in and day out, there will not be change that happens in your life. We talked a little bit about this oscillating pattern that goes back and forth, where you go through the motions every day and nothing ever changes. I would encourage you to really take this chance in your life to create something good. It gives you an opportunity to get healthy and to share with others. And it's really simple. Make the decision today to take control of your health. Get on the phone with us. Get on the Take Shape for Life Optimal Health Program using the Habits of Health system as a guide. And get the support of your health coach, the person that invited you to listen to this program today, or get in contact with us here at the station, and we will put you on a path to optimal health. Find a program, find a friend to do this program with you. Don't do it alone. If you're drowning in your life and you're holding on to that rock and you're barely got your neck above water and are barely breathing, let go of the rock today. Move your life forward. Make the decision to create optimal health in your life. you know, it's been an amazing opportunity to share with you through the Habits of Health Talk Radio. I'm really excited that today was a show that we really got to talk more about the specifics of what we're trying to do. I want to thank my special guest today, Rhoda Wise, for sharing her insight with us. And as always, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to tune in. It's been a great day. We're going to have a great week as we get into the new year. Please join us next Wednesday for more insight from Dr. Anderson. Remember, it's never a great day to start a diet, but today is a great day to create the habits of health in your life. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and how to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit HabitsOfHealthTalk.com. That's HabitsOfHealthTalk.com.